Welcome to this Rock the Flock podcast. Listen to the full two-hour show each Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. on 89.7 WJHO.
This is Rock the Flock on 89.7 WJHO and the Rock the Flock podcast for the week of Sunday, March 9th, 2025. You can hear Rock the Flock Radio on 89.7 WJHO. Also, you can go online at 897WJHO.org, or you can download the Radio Alabama app. What is Rock the Flock? It is the home for Christian independent artists to be able, well, they won't be able, but we will be able to sit back and be inspired by their testimonies and be blown away by the music that's on this show. So thank you to all the artists who are part of the show, and I can't wait to see who the Lord sends to the show next. And this week, you again can sit back and be blown away by my guest, Miss Shalom Mali. You can hear her testimony and hear her music. It's Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome to Rock the Flock Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining. Thank you all the independent artists that make this show so amazing. I hope if you're listening, you love all the music and you get to meet these artists. And this week I have another one. I've been waiting and waiting and waiting to get this interview set up, but she's so popular that it's hard to nail her down. But we have her tonight, and that is Miss Shalom Mali. Thank you for joining Rock the Flock.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I feel so honored that you would ask me. But I just wanted to share a little bit of my testimony. So I'm Shalom Mali, and when I was 8 years old, I was diagnosed with hypermobile Ehlers-Danlos syndrome and POTS disorder. You may know what that is, you may not. But basically, it's a disorder of the connective tissue and joints. That's what hypermobile Ehlers-Danlos syndrome is. And then what POTS is, it kind of has to do with some heart issues, and sometimes it can cause passing out and dizziness and just different things. But I was diagnosed with both of those things at 8 years old, and that's kind of where my journey begins. Music has always been my outlet to let out just things in life, and I'm really thankful that God gave me that. So I started piano lessons when I was 5, and from there I just started writing once I started dealing with pain, because I felt like that was going to be my way of letting it out to the Lord. And a lot of my songs turned into just prayers and cries, asking him why. Some of them were letting him know that I'm angry, and some of them were just thanking him for getting me through the day. And that just kept happening. And once I turned 15, we got the opportunity to meet my current producer, Tyler Moody. He's amazing. And we wrote Waves, and that was the first song that I ever got to release. And I don't know, just from there, it has been such a God story getting to release music. And now I have 6 songs out, and I'm just so thankful for everything that God has allowed to happen. It has truly just been walking through the doors that he's opened. And I'm so grateful for that. I still have the pain that I deal with, but I feel like God has used it for good. And even though I have my hard days, I want to be an artist that is able to relate to others who are going through something similar, whether it's mental pain or physical. So that's my goal, and I'm just really thankful to be here.
Amen. And you have, I know I haven't had the opportunity to speak to your mom, but I have your dad, and he is, we'll just call him a cool cat. He really is.
He's the best.
He's a man of God. You can see the humbleness, the spirit of humbleness all over him.
Yes.
And so I know who you are because of them and what God has, what he's put in you.
Well, thank you. I truly would not be where I am as a person or with my music without them. They are my best friends, and I'm really blessed to be able to say that.
Well, where are you joining us from?
I'm in Cleveland, Tennessee. It's about 2 hours away from Nashville.
Okay. So that is on the west part of Tennessee.
Yes.
All right. Yep. Well, I tell you what, when we come back, I don't give homework, but one part of the show is I like to hear a whatever part of the Bible, a Bible verse, part of scripture that you might want to share with us.
Okay.
Because I know in your awesome life, you've walked with God and you've walked in His Word. So I know there's a verse somewhere in there that kind of sticks out. All right, we'll be right back with Shalom Mali right here on Rock the Flock Radio. It's Rock the Flock Radio. Joining me this week from Cleveland, Tennessee, Miss Shalom Mali. Now, Miss Shalom, in the first segment, I didn't want to say the last because I don't want to get to that part of the show yet. Mm-hmm. I asked you if you had a Bible verse maybe to share with us.
Yes. One of my favorites was actually, it's from my mom's advice because I dealt with anxiety a lot, really young, with just dealing with pain and all of the things. I would constantly worry about my future and I would get panic attacks a lot. And my mom told me that you need to memorize a couple scriptures and just put them on your walls and quote them every time you feel that way. And at first I thought she was crazy. I was like, Mom, I believe in it and stuff, but I don't think that's going to help this panic attack at all. And she said, but it's going to help you to be able to focus on something else and something that, you know, it's God. He brings peace, right? And so one of my favorite ones that I would notice every time I would quote it, the anxiety would always leave quicker, was Romans 8:38, for I am convinced that neither life nor death, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor anything, any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And that was just my reminder that it really doesn't matter what I'm going through because, you know, God is peace and He's there in the midst of it. So I still quote that today when I feel anxiety.
Amen. Well, that's awesome because at such a young age, you realize that it's not my will, Lord, it's yours. And whatever your will is, that I'll walk in faith in that will.
Yes. Yep. For sure. I feel like for a while, I definitely dealt with a lot of bitterness and anger, and I was able to let that out in my songs, and I can still have moments of questioning, but I'm really thankful that God gave me a strong family in the Lord and friends and just people in my life that always reminded me that it could always be worse, it could always be harder, so be thankful for where you're at, and also realizing that God is going to use this for good, and there are other people that need to feel like they can relate to you, so I'm really thankful for that.
Well, all right, when we come back, we'll get to my favorite part of the show, which I always say every second is my favorite, but really we're here because not only you are an awesome child of God, but you have some amazing music.
Oh, thank you.
And so when we come back, we're going to talk about it. Okay.
Yeah. I love that.
We'll be right back with Miss Shalom Mali right here on Rock the Flock Radio. It's Rock the Flock Radio, and joining me this week, another amazing Christian artist. And this show is packed full, and now it's even getting better because Miss Shalom Mali, well, her dad, Mitch Owen, sent 3 songs. So now I can put those into the playlist, and they'll be played every week. We'll roll them in and roll them out. And you'll get to meet, like I said, this wonderful child of God. So, Miss Shalom, I know we have a song. We have a brand new song to talk about. But you said you released 6.
Yes.
When did you release? What was your, you said your first song released was?
I was 15.
15. Okay. Yes. And you have 6 of them now.
Yes. Crazy. Totally the Lord. He has done it all.
What was your favorite song to write?
My favorite was definitely Make It Something. That one was on my own. I was going through a really difficult time last year, and Just dealing with some chronic depression, and really for the first time kind of realizing the depth of what I was going through and needing to be able to let that out in a healthy way. And I was driving down the road one day and just for the first time really letting everything that I have ever been through out to the Lord. And I just drove for a really long time and cried to Him and let it out. And then I came home and I wrote this song, and it's just all about how kind of my story and my testimony and everything I went through, and realizing that God is going to make it something, and He's going to make something beautiful out of my mess and out of me, even when I don't deserve it, you know, by the grace of God. So that's my favorite that I wrote. But
okay, now I'll get to the next question. Now, do you get to go out and play your music anywhere? Do you play in church, or do you play in any, like, I know a lot of Christian independent artists play like in coffee shops and places like that.
I get to play at Just Love next month in April. I think it's April 13th, so I'm really excited about that. But I'm also going to start doing some events in the summer with a friend of ours. She travels and she does, I think it's called Sunshine something. I totally forgot the name of it, but it's like events where they sell a bunch of stuff and they have singers come. So I'm going to get to travel with them this summer and do a bunch of sets. So that'll be really my first regular thing. So I'm excited about that.
Well, I think I'll have to make it April 13th.
Oh, thank you. That would be awesome.
Because I was up a couple of months ago. I was just there a couple of months ago.
Really? That's
I was, so cool. And I'll be there the 26th for another artist. So that will be pretty neat.
Yes, you should definitely come.
All right. Excited. So now your six songs, your favorite one to write. What is your favorite song to perform? Like, what song? I'm up on stage and this is the song.
My favorite song to perform would probably be Trust Issues, because that was kind of the first rock pop type song that I ever wrote, because I've always written really serious songs, and I liked how this one kind of let out some of my fun and my attitude, you know, and that song means a lot to me as well, just with, honestly, that song goes with church hurt and also just struggling to trust God sometimes. And I really love to get to speak before that song and then to get to play electric guitar and really go all for it.
That's cool. You have a brand new song. And I think we're in just a few minutes, we're going to play that song.
Yes.
And I think it was just released.
It was this past Friday. It just came out. It's called One Little Word. And I'm so excited about this song. This is probably my favorite to listen to personally, because this song is also kind of goes with my testimony. And it's my constant reminder that God can do all things, even when I doubt, and that He can truly make healing from my hurt. In just one little word. So,
well, awesome. Well, why don't we just go ahead and intro that song and play it? So go ahead and intro that song for us.
Okay. Hey guys, I'm Shalom Malik, and this is One Little Word.
Thank you for tuning in to Rock the Flock Radio. What an amazing show. Amazing music from just some wonderful Christian independent artists who work, play music, take care of families, take care of school, take care of whatever they need to, but they still find time to do what God has called them to do, and that's to worship Him through music. And one of those worshipers this week, Miss Shalom Malik, has blessed us. We got to hear a little bit about your testimony, how you have taken pain and turned it into glory.
Thank you.
So, and that's really cool, because one of my guests that we talked about off air, Miss Sweden Janulovic, wrote a song called My Healer that we played on the show, and she wrote the song about friends needing healing, and she didn't know during the course of that song she got really sick. And so the song became My Healer was not to sing about all her friends and people she knew, but she needed her healer.
Yes, I totally can relate to that.
And so that's why your music resonates. And I love how you said you used your hurt, you used your pain. It is in your message because God's real. I mean, he wants us to be real.
Yes, I agree. I think life, you know, life is hard. He never promised a perfect life, but he promises that he'll be there through it and he'll get us through it in whatever way he chooses. May not be what we choose, but in the end, we still have peace and the joy of the Lord that others don't have. And I really hope that everyone can find that.
Well, I tell some of the young men at work that are just worn down by life sometimes and how bad their days are. And I said, listen to me just real quickly. Have you ever been wrongly accused? Have you ever had to be whipped till your skin just about came off? Mm-hmm. Did you have to drag a cross that you would be nailed to?
Yeah.
Be pierced in your side? Do we ever have to go through that? So no matter what we have to go through, we'll never have to go through what the Son of God had to go through.
Yes, he gets it above everyone.
He does. So whatever pain we have, whatever anxiety we have, whatever depression we have, he's in control.
Yes, amen.
And I love what you said about leaving the notes. That's a good idea for anybody that's listening. Like your mom put the Bible verses around, put them up. I know my wife has 3 Bible verses on the visor of the car. So when the visor comes down, there are 3 Bible verses up on it.
That's just awesome. We need those reminders.
Yeah, we do. Well, I tell you what, before we go into how people can connect with you, can I say a prayer?
I would love that. Thank you.
Heavenly Father, thank you again for this show, Lord, that you've guided, you've opened up, you've opened an avenue for these wonderful Christian artists to come on and share their testimonies, to share their music. Lord, I just pray that it will bless the listeners. Lord, that there's somebody out there that needs to hear what Ms. Shalom said, that it'll help someone in their pain. God be with Shalom. Lord, guide her, protect her. Lord, heal her from her pain. God, protect her voice. Lord, bless her ministry. Lord, keep pouring your Spirit, your Holy Spirit through her. Be with her as she goes out this summer. God, I know that she knows that it's not about her, but it's about you. And for that reason, Lord, I know that you are with her. Lord, walk with her every step of her life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you so much. That means so much.
You're welcome. So we talked about it. You will be at Just Love Cafe.
Yes, I'm so excited. April 13th. And I'm going to get to do the morning set. And then that night, they're actually going to have a couple artists and do a writer's round where we'll all get to share a couple of our songs. So it's going to be kind of a all-day thing.
That will be really neat. And hopefully I'll have the opportunity to come and get your interview. I mean, not your interview, get your autograph.
Oh, you're so sweet.
So we'll have to do that. Well, how can people connect with you?
Yes, so I'm on all social media platforms, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and it's just at Shalom Ali Music. And then I'm on all the music platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Pandora, all the ones I don't even know about. But it's all just Shalom Ali Music or Shalom Ali.
A bona fide superstar, that's what you are.
Thank you so much. And thank you so much for this opportunity. I love your ministry and what you're doing. I think it's needed and it really encourages young artists like me. So thank you.
Well, thank you. Because you are the show and all the other artists are the show. So, yes. You know, I just get the opportunity to I don't know, just sit here and enjoy it.
Well, thank you.
So, I just ask you to pray for this show that it will be what God wants it to be.
Yes, I would love that.
I mean, I know what I want it to be, and I feel like I know what it's going to be.
Yeah.
And it's going to be amazing.
Yes.
As it keeps going. So any of your friends that need, I don't even want to say exposure, because I just want to get people on the show to share their testimony so people can hear what God is doing in their life.
Yeah.
And then get to play their music, which is the fun part about it.
Yeah. It's amazing. But yes, I will let you know.
All right. anything to close the show?
I just want to say thank you for listening to my music and checking it out. I really hope that anyone that listens and hears it can remember that they're not alone in their struggles. They're not alone for sometimes needing to let that out to God, but to also remember that there is a hope. And I never would have thought I would be where I am just last year, and where God's brought me out of, and the things that He has healed me from on the inside. And sometimes it's not always about a physical healing. It's the inward healing and that heart healing that is the most important while we're on this earth. So thank you for listening.
Amen. You have wisdom beyond your years.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you just keep the joy of the Lord that you have all over your face, that spirit of joy, that spirit of happiness. Just keep that shining, because you are truly, like I say, when you meet people like I'm getting to meet you over Zoom, I can see you are a person that can walk into the darkest of rooms and the light of the Lord through you will brighten it up. So you just continue on that path. I'll be praying for you, for your ministry, for your family. They're totally awesome. And I'll be glad to meet you and get to shake your dad's hand, because that will be, I might have to get his autograph too.
Hey, me too. I'm right there with you. They're the best.
Well, all right. I hope you enjoyed being on the show. I hope I served you well.
Yes, amazing. Thank you so much.
So that is Miss Shalom Mali right here on Rock the Flock Radio.
Thanks for listening to Rock the Flock. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 on 89.7 WJHO. 897WJHO.org, 89.7 WJHO on the Radio Alabama app, or on Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.